Hey, come on in. And, yeah, close the door. Thanks. I know, I love having a couch in my office. I think it makes the kids a little more comfortable to come and talk to the guidance counselor. In fact, I'll have a seat here too. Wow, end of the day. So, I need to talk to you about one of your students who told me a disturbing story about you. Yeah, look, I didn't think there was anything too disturbing about you either until I heard this. There was a student you spent some time with after school one day a couple weeks ago. Do you know who I'm talking about? Hey, come on now, we're friends, and I know about everything that happened. Please don't bullshit me. I know what happened. She told me everything. About your hard drive full of pictures of girls, about having sex with you, and how you came inside her and then took her to get Plan B. I know everything. You look like you've seen a ghost. Lean back and relax. Relax. I've known about this for days. If I was going to turn you in, you'd be in jail already. No, she's not going to tell anyone either. Maybe you didn't notice this while you were busy fucking her, but you're her hero. The cute, cool teacher who made her feel good about herself. She doesn't want to do anything to hurt you. She told me because she knows you and I are close. She's got a good head on her shoulders and she's been thrown for a loop trying to sort out how she feels about what happened. But she knows it can't happen again. She knew it before she came to talk to me. And you know that too, right? Look at me. Look me in the eyes. You can't fuck high school girls. You get that, right? You can't fuck high school girls. What were you thinking? Tell me this has never happened before. And what's the story with all the photos? Talk to me. You know you can talk to me. What's it all about? I know you're single, and it's been a while. Or, well, no, I guess now it's only been a couple of weeks, hasn't it? I'm sorry. I don't mean to joke about it. I know you must be very frustrated. It must be hard to be surrounded by teenage girls all day. Believe it or not, I notice them too. Tight jeans, skin-tight leggings, snug little tops. And I heard you shoot loads of sports photos. Those perfect little bodies must look amazing to you in those stretchy spandex shorts and sports bras. Listen to me. It's okay to look. We want guys to look, or we wouldn't dress that way. I think you can look. And I think you can even take your photos, as long as you don't post them on some porn site. Because I'd fuck you up if you tried anything like that. No, I didn't think you would, I'm just saying. But if you need relief, when you get to the point where you can't take the frustration of looking at all these gorgeous girls, you come to me. I'll take care of you. What do I mean? Just what I said. I'll take care of you. You want a demonstration? Oh, you're calling my bluff? No, it's the other way around. We're alone, the door is closed. Let me take care of you. Do you have that hard drive with you in your bag? Here, get it out and plug it into my laptop. I want to see. Show me what you like to jack off to. Hey, it doesn't have to be awkward. Did you hear me before? I like to look at them too. So, plug in your hard drive and we'll enjoy them together. And I'll take care of you. Sit back, relax. Undo your pants. Here we go. Play slideshow. Wow. What are these from? Looks like the girls from the volleyball team. They have practices on the beach. Oh my god, all those girls in little bikinis. That is so hot. I have some lotion in my desk. Want me to get it? It'll feel better with some lotion. Nice and cool and slick. There you go, see? Doesn't that feel better? Do you like to lube up your cock and pump up and down like this? And look at their half-naked little bodies? It turns you on to see how exposed they are, doesn't it? Damn, their bikinis are skimpy. I'm not even sure I would wear something that skimpy. I'm surprised they let you shoot these. Look. Look at her. slender, athletic body in that tiny little bikini. She's showing off so much ass. Look how tight and round and perfect her little teenage ass is. You want to grab her hips and drive your big thick cock deep into that tight little ass, don't you? But you can't. She's just a high school girl. And you can't fuck high school girls. But I see you took lots of pictures of her. So you can jack off to her. Squeeze and pump and stroke, thinking about holding that beautiful round ass in your hands and ramming your cock in and out of her nice and hard. Think about her squealing and screaming and looking up at you with those pretty little eyes while you spurt your thick cum inside her. You like thinking about this, huh? Yeah, I bet. What's this? Cross-country practice. They're just so skimpy for that, too. Look at those beautiful bodies. Those skin-tight little shorts. And all that smoothed, tan skin exposed. Perfect little bodies that you're not supposed to touch. And they make you so hard, don't they? Look at the two of them. Perfect together. The dirty blonde with gorgeous big breasts and a perfectly toned stomach, and the slender girl with the long silky black hair. What do you want to do to them? Do you jack off nice and hard thinking about holding their tight little bodies in your hands and slipping your thick cock in and out? Oh wow, they're such little teasers, aren't they? Showing their asses to the camera like that. It's not fair. It's not fair, I know, sweetie. They know they look good. And they know you like to look, and that you can't do anything about it. Because you can't fuck high school girls. But they don't have little girl bodies, do they? She has fantastic tits. I told you, even I've noticed how hot some of these girls are. Fuck, her tits are so big, and her stomach is so toned and flat. Pretty, perfect little dirty blonde, who lets you take pictures of her half naked, who you jack off to, even though she's not legal. And her friend has such a nice round ass for a slender girl. Look at that beautiful thing. Oh, such a pretty round ass. Oh, you have pictures from homecoming too. Yeah, that makes sense. Remember we were both there chaperoning, and I even said something to you about how all the girls were wearing skin-tight little slut dresses. So tight on their bodies. God damn. Look how big her tits look with that dress so snug on her. I bet it's fun for you to see them all prettied up like that. After you've seen them half naked playing sports. Do you imagine what their bodies look like? Young, tight, supple little bodies that you can't touch. Fuck. Those dresses are tiny. Look at her gorgeous round ass. And she's looking back at you, letting you shoot her that way. She knows how great her ass looks. And she knows that you're a dirty pervert looking at her. Look at her smiling. You want to see her smiling over her shoulder like that while you slip that little dress up around her hips? What kind of panties do you think she has on under there? A thong? You want to find out, don't you? Do you pump your cock nice and hard thinking about that? Pulling up her dress and peeling those tiny panties aside and driving this thick adult cock inside her? Inside a teenager? You want her to know you're a dirty pervert, don't you? Look at those smooth legs, all exposed. You want to slip your hands along that soft skin and feel how warm and smooth it is, and rub your fingers up against the outside of her panties. You want to show all those pretty high school girls how to fuck, and how to take a man's cock, but you can't. No, you can't. It's dirty. It's dirty to fuck high school girls. It's dirty to take pictures of them and jack off to them. But I won't tell. Your secret is safe with me. Show me your favorite. Show me. Who are you perving on the most? Wow, she is amazing, isn't she? From the volleyball team again, huh? Fuck, you are one lucky bastard getting pictures like this. She has such a pretty face. Beautiful soft lips and long, soft, light brown hair blowing in the wind. And that body, oh, for fuck's sake, she's got gorgeous breasts for such a tiny girl. And those smooth, sexy abs. Close your eyes. I know, close them. Feel your cock being squeezed tight and stroked and pumped up and down, and listen to my voice. You are the cutest, coolest teacher ever. That's why all the girls don't mind you taking pictures of us. Do you like seeing me in my skin-tight little slut dress? Or do you like me in my bikini better? I think you like me half-naked in my bikini. Look at me. Look at me in my bikini with my body so exposed. All my soft skin. You're a dirty pervert, getting turned on so much by a half-naked high school girl. I know you jack off to me. I know you spurt your thick adult cum thinking about me. I know you wanna fuck me. I know, but you can't. I'm only in high school. I'm too young to have sex. I'm too young for you to put your cock inside me. But you can fantasize about it. Use me. It's okay to use me. I know it's dirty and I'm not supposed to let you, but I like it. Take pictures of me and use me as your pawn. It turns me on to know I can make a grown-up come. You're not supposed to take half-naked pictures of me and use me as your pawn, but it makes me horny to make you horny. You horny from looking at my body. And all my friends' bodies. One day, when I'm 18, maybe you can give me your thick cock and your grown-up cum. Will you show me what it's like to take a man's cum inside me when I'm 18? I'm so horny. I don't know if I can wait that long. I know it's dirty and illegal, but please, please, please give me your cum. Look at my pictures and let it go. Please, please, please. I'm horny and I want to be dirty for you. Stroke and pump and spurt your cum for me. Ah, oh, there you go. Wow. So much cum. Hey there. Open your eyes. Was that good? Yeah, I thought you might enjoy that. Good enough for you to not fuck high school girls again. That's what I thought. I told you, if you need help, come to me. You're the cool teacher, and I'm the cool counselor. I'll take care of you. Whenever you need it.